Seven Pek of Shkolim Mishnah Gimel, we're talking about you found certain things, you don't know where it belongs to, what do we assume? So, Botan Shanimsa Bazara, there was pieces of meat found in the Azara, a varm is chopped up into limbs in the fashion that common oil will be chopped up into, then we say it's oilless. So it was chopped up into limbs to be brought down to the Mizbech. Chatichas, there were smaller pieces which looks like it was cut for people to eat. That's a chatas, because inside the Azara they would not eat the kosher cow, they only eat the chatas and osher. Yerushalayim, if you found the Yerushalayim, Zichri Shalomim, because they were more Shalomim, those were in the entire Yerushalayim. Zeh v'zeh, Tu'ubah, Tu'rosoy, V'yeh t'l'vei t'zvei, for all of these, you don't burn it immediately, you wait till the next day, you leave it overnight, then once it's nifto belina, then you burn it. Nifto begvulin, if you found it outside of the Beit HaMikdash, Evarim nevelot, if you find full limbs, it's an nevela, because the minig in those days was when they had an animal that was a nevela and they wanted to get rid of it, they chop it up into these big chunks, leave it outside, and the dogs finished it off. Chatichas are small pieces that the size of a person would make for eating purposes, and it's mutter, because we assume that we're talking in a Jewish town where most of the butchers are Jewish. B'shata regala, b'shapos ha-merube, afei bar mutarin. At the time of the regal, when there was a lot of meat around, then if there's so much meat they don't have time to cut into small portions, therefore even if you find these larger limbs of animals, you can assume that it is kosher. Yeah, now Lamaisa Midrabanan is another problem of if you find a piece of meat, it's also Midrabanan because of Basa Hamis Alam and Ayin, that Basa, meat that was left by itself, you're not 100% sure where it came from, you have to be concerned that maybe it was brought from another place. And the Jabbonah, it's awesome.